D's, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I love you. I love you. I love you. You know what we do here at Good D's? What we do is we help others share their message to the world. We do that in so many platforms. We actually, we have the radio, we have the television, we have telesummits, webinars, we have live events, we have promotions, we have a lot of things that the whole umbrella is to help share your message to the world. Because the thing about it is, all of us have a story. All of us have a passion. All of us have a purpose, that we are alive and on the earth right now. You know, the things I always express, whatever your purpose is, you have to believe in yourself that you actually, this is your purpose. This is your piece of the pie, if you will, that God has actually put in you to help other people. Because our purpose is not just for you, it's actually for other people as well. You have to believe in that. You have to believe that you can do it. And, you know, you got to trust the process because, you know, think about it. When you build a house, guess what? They got to put a strong foundation. I mean, the foundation actually takes longer than the actual house, you know, and then they get the house together and then they put the, you know, the brick or whatever they're going to put outside. But it's a process, but you got to have a solid foundation in everything we do. And say, even writing a book, you got to have an outline. You got to have your business plan and your business. So everything you do, you got to have a solid foundation. And then the next thing is we got to walk it out. We have to walk out the confidence. With confidence that we're going to do it. Yes, it will be ups and downs. Yes, you will may get sick. You may have a family member to pass away. Yes, things will happen. But what we have to do is not stop. We got to get it. We have to stay, get back on the horse, as people say, and continue because your purpose is needed in the world. And we're not going to delay it. We actually have an awesome. I just have to say that because I want to encourage you and motivate you. And that's what we're here for, to encourage you, motivate you. And, of course, we're going to educate you that we all can make wise decisions. We actually have a psychologist in the house. We actually have, she's an addiction specialist. She is an author. She is a powerful. I mean, when we finish, you got to connect with her on social media. The things that she say, the pictures that she put up is very inspirational, and it actually makes you want to just get up and do something. Want you to go do another task that you in your purpose. And you know that's what we're here for. We are our brothers and sisters keeper, but we don't want to delay. We actually have an awesome psychologist, addiction specialist, Miss Elizabeth Chalker. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Good Deeds. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Be here.
Now, I have to get the cat out the bag. I heard that you're in the sunny Florida, so you're enjoying some nice, nice weather, aren't you?
Oh, it's really hot. Really hot down here, yeah.
Well, you got to make sure you keep your water and your hydration and all that stuff together because, you know, some part, I think someone said in Chicago, it's still kind of cool, 52, and that sounds pretty good, 52 right now when it's 90 almost here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Sounds good to me, too.
Yes, yes. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, well, I'm currently you know, fighting for my life with some serious physical illnesses, and who I am as a person, I'm a work in progress. I like to say that I have a sign on me that says under construction, and it'll say construction complete when God takes me home, and until then I'll be continually becoming everything that he's created me to be.
Yeah, I understand that. All of us, you know, have ups and downs. I understand that. But if you want to, let me ask you a question, not to get into your personal business, but tell us a little bit, because you actually stand for a lot of great causes. Tell us a little bit more about the awesome causes that you actually stand for.
Oh, well, I'm standing for those with who are struggling as I am with late stage Lyme disease, and other illnesses that have a lot of stigma attached to them that are in the pioneering stages of being understood and fighting for proper and timely diagnoses and treatments. That's one thing that I stand for, and I also stand for when I was out working and still as much as I'm able to from where I am in my life, stand for kids who are going through rough times. And as a psychologist, I did forensic psychology and worked with at-risk youth and kids and their families and kids who committed violent crimes, and tried to help them to realize what their passions were in life and to know their hearts and be able to channel the energy that they used in a negative way into using it into something positive that would be a productive contribution to society. And I really have a heart for people in general and people who are brokenhearted for whatever reason, whether it be illness, such as those that I'm suffering with myself and the grievous losses that come with that, or people who suffer from rejection and abandonment and those kind of things. And so I have a wide range of interests and God-given passions.
Wow, that's powerful. And let me go back a little bit. I didn't get a chance to tell you this in the green room, Elizabeth, but I'm actually an anesthesiologist. So I actually remember studying Lyme disease. But kind of give us, in your standpoint, because you actually are experiencing, just tell us a little bit, if you will, you know, what is Lyme disease? And if you want to, you can go into, you know, the what they are treating you for, you know. Now I can kind of give a generic point of view from what I've learned in my training, but if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what it is, and you know, how you did it take forever to get a diagnosis, and how they currently giving you treatment.
Sure. You know, Lyme disease is very widely misunderstood, even in the medical community. You know, like you said, you have kind of like a superficial education about it as you go through school. And even those that are in the medical community that claim to be, you know, specialists don't really know a whole lot. Lyme disease is it's a tick-borne disease, but it's also carried by other stinging insects and can be transmitted from mother to child as well. And there's also studies now that are showing that it can be sexually transmitted. And there's different forms of Lyme disease. In the late stage, which is what I have and what a lot of people who are suffering with this disease are dealing with, it can become, it's shaped, it's a spirochete, so it's kind of shaped like a corkscrew. And if you can imagine that, it goes throughout the body and can get embedded in the muscles and the tissues and just kind of does the spiraling, kind of eats away at the muscles and the organs and the tissues, and can also be in a cyst form and cover itself with a biofilm. And what happens is it gets inside your healthy cells and covers itself with the lining of your healthy cells, so it evades the immune system. So the immune system doesn't see it as something to address, and it continues to just wreak havoc and shut down organ systems and take away the immune system, and it can take a person's life without killing them, and it has also proven fatal for a lot of people as well. And it's a much more serious disease than most people are aware of, and it is worldwide, and it's not just, you know, in the Northeast. It's in Florida, it's in Montana, it's anywhere and everywhere. And you can get it as a child, as an adult, as an elderly person. It doesn't discriminate. and it's a very serious disease that needs to be respected. It took me about 10 years to get a proper diagnosis. There's a lot of other diseases that are that mimic Lyme disease, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. There's a long list, and oftentimes people have to go through a plethora of different specialties, neurology, psychiatry even, you know, cardiology, just different kind of specialists before they get a proper diagnosis. And then
I believe you on that. That's true. Unfortunate it is.
Right.
But let me ask you this. I hate to jump in with that question, but did you have to go to one of the specialty hospitals? And when I say that, just to our audience, when I say specialty hospital, people tend in the medical field, when you say specialty hospital, we think about Mayo, Cleveland Clinic. I can't remember the hospital. Temple University, I think, is for the children hospital. It's several children hospital in Texas that we consider as a specialty hospital. And I hate to be down to earth, but I'll be down to earth when the doctor don't know what the diagnosis is. They actually consult these different hospitals because, to be honest, certain hospitals don't have the proper testing. Or that we don't know what the diagnosis is. I'll just be transparent and say that. Elizabeth, did you have to go to one of these specialty hospitals, the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, et cetera?
Well, I'll tell you, I did go to specialty hospitals, but that's not where I was properly diagnosed. And the reason being is a lot of the specialty hospitals, like the ones that you mentioned, do not have the proper testing and tools for Lyme disease, especially in the late stages. And a lot of it is that there's just not proper training, which is something that, the medical community is working on. And there's a lot of advocacy going on for, because, proper diagnosis comes with, a Lyme test is usually done with an ELISA. This is a blood test and checks a Lyme titer, and there's a lot of false negatives. And there's a lab in California called Hygienics Lab that tests Lyme disease, and that's what they specialize in. They do the research for Lyme, they do the research for proper testing, and it's a clinical diagnosis as well based on symptoms and ruling out other diseases, but there are blood tests that are specific and they're very specialized. And unfortunately, the top name hospitals just aren't there yet with proper diagnosis tools and proper education for their physicians for Lyme disease.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, because I did my training in Tampa, Florida, and I'm thinking back now, I don't remember having a patient with Lyme disease. Since I've been in practice now for 15 years now, I think I've had at least two patients to say that they actually had a diagnosis of Lyme disease. And just like you said, that person, because ladies and gentlemen, when they teach us in medical school, they always say it's in parts of the country. I think it's the northern part of the country, they usually say. But this person actually was diagnosed in the state of Florida. The mm-hmm. two patients that I remember were actually diagnosed in Florida. So what we have to do is what you said so wonderful, Elizabeth, is we need to continue to educate. We need more education in that field, because if I remember back in my books and when we go through the different diagnoses, I think Lyme disease was, I hate to say it, maybe one page. Mm-hmm. But in that same category, we talk about let's say, like you said, multiple sclerosis. It has many, multiple pages, multiple chapters. Now with people having with HIV, actually, you got to rule that out. You know, that's a plethora of chapters, at least 7-8 chapters in our medical books. And then the other one you said, I'm missing it, the ELISA test, ladies and gentlemen, that's when you take the blood test. That, I mean, people with lupus, people with rheumatoid arthritis, all type of arthritis, actually, it can make that a false positive. And like you said so wonderfully, Elizabeth, you have to go through so many hands to get the right diagnosis. By that time, you are at the late stages and the initial medication don't work as effective. But let me ask you this, because the great thing that I can sense from you is you are a very determined and strong person, and I commend you for that. Right now, in regards, if you don't mind me being a little, personal, and I tend not to do that, so I do apologize if you don't want to answer this. In regards of your activity now, are you able to do the things that you want to do, or are you somewhat limited in regards of your activity?
Oh, I'm severely, profoundly limited in my activity. Lyme disease comes with a myriad of other issues, it has co-infections and those kind of things that go along with it when you don't have proper treatment. And where I am at this point, I have, I also have genetic deficiencies in my liver and detox pathways, and currently I do not have a proper working immune system, and I have to live in the proverbial bubble. I have to live in a very pristinely clean environment. I have severe noise and light sensitivities. I'm in constant physical pain. The bone pain is something that, even strong pain meds would not touch. The chronic symptoms are just, it affects my heart, it affects the immune system, it affects everything. It's an overall effect on my life. I'm not able to work outside of my home. I'm not able to be in practice or even go out to dinner or go to a movie. Or have anything that really resembles what people would see as a normal life.
Mhm. Well, one thing that's a true blessing, and we take it for granted every day, Elizabeth, is what the old people call it, the World Wide Web. I'm really grateful that God has given us this technology that you actually can communicate with people, be it a phone or be it an internet. So that actually gives you somewhat of an outlet, doesn't it? That you're able to, communicate and help people be.
Hello?
But you're still on.
Okay,
Elizabeth, you're still on.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I think I lost you for a minute.
Yes, we can hear you. We were asking, how do you, in regards of the internet, do you embrace the internet to be able to talk to people, to encourage people, to motivate people that God has a plan for their life? What's your take on the awesomeness of the internet?
Well, sure. I mean, it's really the only avenue that I have to be able to connect, to others and to share about, even with where I am and the my job. When I worked outside of the home, I worked a work week, and my job now is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's fighting for my life and also doing everything that I can through the grace of God, by the grace of God, to glorify Him and to help bring to be a blessing in whatever way I can to others who are going through any kind of life trial, whether it's a physical illness or a loss of some kind of a loved one or a difficult relationship or some kind of abuse or whatever, or just normal everyday life trials that we go through. And there's always something that we can still find to be thankful for. There's always some way that we can still be a blessing no matter what we are going through or what is happening all around us. And so the internet is a very valuable resource for me to be able to still have some kind of a voice to help others.
Yeah, I totally agree. We take we always on our internet, but we take it for granted that we can actually talk to somebody, let's say Switzerland, and we're in Georgia or California. We can talk to someone in Florida. So I totally appreciate that. But let me tell you, Elizabeth, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we come back, we want to know about the awesome writing that you do, the awesome book. We want to know how we can assist you in the awesome things that God has put in you to inspire other people. But what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back. We're enjoying this conversation with Elizabeth. She's telling us that no matter what's going on in your life, that you need to give God the glory, and you do have something to be grateful for. And we're going to take a quick break. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires of Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
You guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're back. We're having a powerful, real conversation with Elizabeth Chalker. She is an awesome young lady. She is not stopping. She's don't stopping. She's getting it. If you want to know more information about our advertising, our sponsorship, and the things that I do as a motivational speaker, publisher, the things that I do in regards to social media, the coaching, everything that we do is at one website, www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. Well, Miss Elizabeth, tell us about your awesome book that you have, and then, tell us, I really like to know behind when people pen a book, what actually was your mindset and the goals of writing your book?
Sure. Well, I didn't really set out to write a book when I started writing. My writing was more for being used as a catalyst for things I was going through in life, and more like a journal. And I started sharing some of my writing with people that were close to me, and they shared how they thought I really needed to write a book out of the writings that I was doing, that it would be a blessing to other people. And so that's kind of how the book was born. And the book is really, it's about raw faith, and it's about, raw faith is, it represents what we experience at the core of our emotions and experiences when we suffer from circumstances or illness or whatever the situation may be, that the thoughts and the feelings that we have, that we experience, the ones that we don't want anyone, not even God, to know about, that's the rawness of what we go through and what we experience. And, it's about trusting God when nothing makes sense and everything seems impossible, and trusting that He has us in the palm of His hand, that he's still on the throne despite feeling like we can't, despite the times where we're crying out and and we can't hear him, we can't feel him, we can't sense him, we have no indication in the natural that he's there, but choosing to believe that he knows where we are, even when we can't find him. And that's really what raw faith is about. And these writings were born from that kind of place of just raw vulnerability of emotion, of things that I was experiencing, of you know, my career had been taken from me. I had an abruptly canceled wedding, and then the serious illnesses, and my life was taken while leaving me still alive, and you know, just everything that I experienced going through that. And the purpose was, it was a really difficult journey in deciding to publish, because the writings are so raw and they are so real. And there was a lot of prayer that went into it, and talking with someone who was very close to me, and just realizing that other people in life are experiencing a lot of what I'm going through. And the book kind of gives like a permission, if you will, to really allow yourself to recognize and experience and go through whatever it is you're feeling, and the raw honesty of whatever it is, you know, knowing that God wants us to be honest with him, and he knows about it anyway. And the things that make us more relatable to each other are the things we tend to try to hide more than the things that we display on the surface.
That's so powerful. Oh my God. I'm a big, Elizabeth, I'm a big book cover person. Ladies and gentlemen, the book cover is so amazing. It actually embraces you to say, hey, pick up this book. But actually the awesome things, what I really like about what you said, Elizabeth, is it's the raw faith. Because a lot of people, and I'll just be transparent, people think faith is, we have all different definitions of what faith is. Some people have faith, and I'm being real simplistic here, for $20. Some people may have faith so their loved one won't pass away. Someone may have faith that they're having, medical conditions. All of us is at a different point in life. But the thing is, we got to have faith. We have to believe where we are. And you said so powerful, Elizabeth, when you said the things that we keep in the, back in the corner, back behind the door, in the skeletons in the closet, as some people say, are the things that we really need to share. Because somebody right now, unfortunate, and I'm going to say unfortunate, are feeling so bad and depressed, they do not have any hope at all at this point. And we as Christian and we as people need to do just like Elizabeth is doing, is saying we need to be thankful for where we are, and we need to be realize that, like I said at the top of the show, we are here for a reason. We are here to motivate and educate our brothers and sisters. So, Elizabeth, I commend you for taking that. It was very hard for you to do that, but we commend you for that. But please tell us, because, you know, time goes by so quickly here. Tell us any last-minute thoughts that you want us to know, and, of course, how we can actually purchase your product and how we can actually support you on a social media network.
Sure. We all have a divine purpose to fulfill, those of us who belong to the Lord. And He has given us an avenue to help fulfill that, and bringing glory to the Lord, glorifying God. Glory is how he makes himself recognizable to us. And so we have a choice, no matter what's going on in our lives, to glorify him by using what he has given us, the gifts and the talents, to help others. And as we do that, it shows who he is. And as we see more of who he is, we get to know him more. And, you know, it's great to believe in God, but we need to get to a place where we believe God, where we believe that he is who he says he is, and that he can do what he says he can do, and that his promises that he has made, the truth in his word, are real and they're true and they're for us. So we have a choice every day to be a blessing and to share with everyone that we can His glory.
That's powerful. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. But please tell us how we can support you on social media and also how we can actually purchase your product.
Sure. I have a Facebook page. It's Elizabeth Chalker's book page and I on Facebook. And I also have two websites, one where you can get a signed copy of my book, and that's helpelizabeth.net. And my book site is elizabethchalker.org, and my book is available on Amazon, on Kindle, paperback, iTunes, eGoogle Books, Nook, Barnes & Noble, and you can get it through my book site in all those formats.
Well, we thank you so much, and we just pray a blessing on you and everything that you do and say, and we thank you for being in your purpose and not giving up. You actually you educated us very well, and I thank you for that, but you motivated and inspired us as well that we all can make better decisions than we're doing right now because we have to continue with what God has given us. So we thank you so much for being here with us, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me, and to God be all the glory.
Amen, amen. Woo, you guys, she just said it. She said, God be the glory. That's it. Now, if I could hit a note, I hit that song. But you know what I'm talking about. God be the glory for the things he has done in our life. You know I love you, love you, love you. You know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.